Good afternoon. Good to be speaking to you guys.
20 years since the release of Call Me Baby. Now, in that time, we got iPads, Spotify was born, Instagram was released into the world. We found out Pluto was no longer a planet. I mean, there is a lot been going on between now and then.
Oh, so much. It's been absolutely a whirlwind, and it's an exciting whirlwind, though, I would say. I'm a bit of a gadget head, so I love where the world's gone.
Looking back at, like, you know, 20 years ago, at the time when you're putting it together, you're producing it all up, did you know it was going to take off as big as it was?
No, definitely not. We hoped. We used a couple of examples. I'm sure you guys remember that song 100% Pure Love,
yes,
by Crystal Waters. That was one of the reference tracks. And the other reference track was Horny by Moose T.
Who, and coincidentally, they both stand up.
Yeah, and they both still stand up, and he's now remixed it. So we're super stoked. And those two tracks were big. So to answer your question, we were aiming for to be as big as those records, but
yeah,
you never know that something, there you go, I'm calling it a record. No one calls anything a record anymore.
So just off the back of that, did you feel pressure after the success of it to follow it up? Because you read all the time about people feeling, I don't know, that success is almost a burden in a way.
It is. It can be, but sometimes it's a burden on yourself because you want to achieve that. You want to achieve the same sort of level of success, so you kind of put that pressure on yourself.
Mm.
But, you know, that's okay. That's okay to do that. But it's hard because it's a hard bar to reach, if you will.
Yeah. You just said yourself you're a bit of a gadget head, but how would you go releasing that single today? Because there are so many more streaming platforms. There are so many more avenues to release music. There's so many more different ways to discover music. How would you go releasing it today?
Well, it's kind of, we're actually in that zone because the new remixes are part of a new package. Mm. It's looked upon as a new release, but luckily it's got a lot of, let's call it, accolade from the past. So then a lot of people have looked at it. It's already on a couple of playlists with, you know, millions,
yeah,
of subscribers. So we've landed in a really good place, but it's everything is now accepted. Everything's accessible now.
Mm.
So there was something exciting, though, I would say, as being a DJ, because, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people over the last 20 years, and a lot of people would say, I used to come, Andy, when you were DJing at this nightclub or that nightclub, just so I could hear what new music you found from around the world, because I would travel to the UK, I would buy records that were shipped back from the UK, so it was quite an expensive job, you know, every song was $25 to buy.
Wow. And of course, now there's all the fusions of music as well. And you're actually going to be presenting at the Arias. We must add that not only is it 20 years since Don't Call Me Baby, but it's been 15 years since that infamous glass incident. Can you believe that was such a big deal at the time and people are talking about it now?
Yeah, it is. And it's one of the Arias, you know, most memorable moments. Unfortunately, you know, we weren't, you know, in control of what,
yeah,
was going on, because it was really the director who was directing the cameras. It was a shame that, you know, Shane had grabbed a glass of water and placed it on the ground. But, you know, we didn't know that the camera was going to remain filming while the glass was there. So I still don't know why the director didn't go, change to camera,
yeah,
B. So that was a weird thing to not happen.
Well, we are celebrating 20 years of Don't Call Me Baby, and you will be back on that Arias stage, minus a glass, presenting at the Arias November 27. Thank you for reminiscing. Ah, pun the pun. Andy Van, all the best. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, guys.